It's now time for our Horton Locker Room Chat as we talk about the Chargers here on KNCA This Week. 103.9, Brandon Tamman. It's brought to you by Union State Bank. Chargers head football coach Andy Gwinnip unavailable this week, but getting you caught up on where the Chargers are at, and they are in danger of potentially finishing 2023 winless. Their last three games are going to be a really strong challenge, and it starts this week with Raleigh County. Then they'll finish the regular season with home games against Sabetha in Week 7, and then a very good Wabunsee team in that final Week 8. And then last week they lost at home to Minneapolis 49-0. And again, now they're going to get a Raleigh County team this week who is off a loss to 2A number 2 Sabetha. As we take a look at that district in Class 2A, again, the Chargers on the outside looking in terms of the postseason, but it is a very difficult district and has been. You have the top two teams in 2A with Sabetha and Nemaha Central, and then Minneapolis, who is a above 500 team, and then Raleigh County, as we mentioned, always a tough out year in and year out. Of course, again, Horton bottom out of those five teams there. So again, Horton and really could use a win, no doubt about that, and certainly have a challenge here, especially with Raleigh County and then Sabetha the following week, and then Wabunsee coming up in that final game of the regular season. We'll take a timeout, but when we come back, we'll let you know how Horton's district is shaping up for the 24 and 25 seasons and a little bit more on the matchup this week against Raleigh County. That's coming up after a timeout right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. We continue on with our Horton Chargers locker room chat here this week. It's brought to you by Union State Bank as we get you caught up on Horton and where they're at going into their Week 6 matchup coming up on Friday night on the road at 2-3 Raleigh County. Now, Raleigh County's Eli Harmison threw for nearly 240 yards last week, but the Falcons could not find the end zone more than one time in a 27-6 loss at number 2 Sabetha. They were down 14-0 at the half, couldn't get their lone touchdown until late in the game on a short run by Harmison. The Falcons took care of business last year, won the game against the Chargers 44-3 in what appeared to be the first ever meeting between those two schools. So again, pretty interesting there. That looks to be only the second career matchup between Horton and Raleigh County. Of course, that'll be coming up here on Friday night, but the districts have changed for 24 and 25, as again, we take a look at some of our area teams, and Horton going to be down to 1A for the next couple of years. They'll be in a district that is going to be number 4 in Class 1A, featuring Moore Hill Mount Academy, Centralia, Donovan West, who's bumped up from 8-man. There's Horton, Troy, and Riverside. So a lot of area teams, but a different look for Horton here in the next two seasons, 24 and 25. That district story can be found over on our website, MSCSports.net. So again, it's the Chargers and the Falcons at Raleigh County on Friday, a 2A District 4 non-league matchup. We'll continue with more locker room chats right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.